The 1,200-mile Ice Age Trail in Wisconsin has seen a lot of traffic this year. It's the 40th anniversary of its designation as one of America's National Scenic Trails. Going east, the trail ends in Sturgeon Bay, which was just designated an official community by the Ice Age Trail Alliance. Kevin Quinn is an Ice Age Trail Alliance trail steward and Sturgeon Bay Ice Age Trail Committee co-chair and lead volunteer. Kevin, welcome to Central Time.
Thanks a lot. Happy to be on.
What does it mean to be an official Ice Age Trail community?
Well, I think it's a recognition of Sturgeon Bay's sort of special place as a terminal location for one of the terminals of the Ice Age Trail. It's a place where people come to begin or end a thru-hike journey who, for example, are attempting to do the whole trail. And in addition, I think it's a recognition of the importance of the Ice Age Trail, especially this year with people wanting to get out and enjoy the outdoors in the midst of the pandemic, that the Ice Age Trail is a place for people to be able to do that and start experiencing some of the outdoors and the unique experiences that the Ice Age Trail provides hikers.
Now, you, I understand, have hiked the entire trail. Tell us some about what you love about this this big part of Wisconsin scenery.
Well, it was both sort of a social experience and a learning experience, an educational experience about how the Ice Age actually transforms the landscape of Wisconsin. A social experience because, when you're out on the trail for that period of time, for as long as it takes you to walk the 1,200 miles, you get to interact with people in towns and along the roads, and you get to really experience all the different areas of Wisconsin from the eastern terminus here in Sturgeon Bay down to, through Manitowoc and Janesville and then up into the central and western parts of the state. You go through a lot of small towns on the trail. You get to talk to a lot of different people. And in walking the trail, you get to see a lot of how the last glacier period actually shaped the landscape. And until you're walking it, you don't have exactly the same experience or appreciation of it as you do when you're, maybe just driving by.
And set the scene for us for the trail as it comes into Sturgeon Bay. What do we see there?
So the Sturgeon Bay segment actually begins near the town of Maplewood, and you're on for a while an old rail-to-trail network called the Anapi Trail. And then one of the unique features of the Sturgeon Bay segment is then you actually walk through the West Side Business District down Madison Avenue, and then it eventually gets you to the park entrance to Pottawatomie State Park. And so for the last 3 miles, you walk through the park and you get to walk along the shore of Sturgeon Bay, have great views of the shipyard and the bay itself. And then you, walk up the bluff to get to the terminus, which is right where the old Pottawatomie Observation Tower is located. So it really gives you a cross-section of the different kinds of terrain. And the last bit puts you onto the Niagara Escarpment, which is one of the geological features in eastern Wisconsin and actually, spreads all the way across the United States to the, New York, Niagara Falls area and beyond.
Now, you've got this Ice Age Trail community designation. Can you talk about the Ice Age Trail and the thing it connects to as part of the identity of your community in Sturgeon Bay?
So the trail community designation actually sort of represents kind of a symbiotic relationship, if you want to call it that, between the Ice Age Trail Alliance and the community itself. The Alliance is interested in developing these relationships with the communities to sort of encourage and enhance the ability of people to get out and experience the trail, but it's also very much kind of an economic engine because we've seen this tremendous growth and interest in hiking the trail in recent years and especially this year. And so it benefits the community for this kind of designation and acknowledgement to be made on the Ice Age Trail Association's, website, for example. It brings people into the community. The trail community designation allows for a notification through the Alliance website of the kind of things that the community can offer hikers when they're coming through. A big part of what the Alliance is trying to do with the Ice Age Trail is provide sort of an educational opportunity for hikers. I mean, it tells a story about, the effects of climate change, for example. The trail is inspired by, and the map of the trail traces the terminal moraine of the furthest extent of the glaciers into Wisconsin during the last ice age, which began to end about 20,000 years ago. So it's a really nice educational opportunity on top of providing hikers with, a great experience of being in the outdoors.
And Kevin, as we wrap up, can you give a little encouragement for people to head over to the nearest link in the Ice Age Trail to their community?
Yes. I mean, I think, it's not just people who walk the Ice Age Trail that want to walk all 1,200 miles all in one shot. By far, the most activity that the trail gets in terms of hikers is people going out for a day or a few hours to enjoy the trail. There's a lot of information about how you can select that. And because of where the trail goes, I mean, for a lot of people in Wisconsin, you're not going to be very far from either a trail community or even the trail itself. So I'd really encourage people to just go to the website and find where the trail is close to where you live and consider getting out there for doing a little bit of a walk.
Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Hey, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
Kevin Quinn is an Ice Age Trail Alliance trail steward and Sturgeon Bay Ice Age Trail Committee co-chair and lead volunteer.